Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Kunembe, ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku Radio Pulpit.
This is where you are at. It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng and I'm with you up until 3 o'clock. Gave you awesome sounds coming there from Muso Worship. Jesus is coming back on the lead there. Of course, once more six. And I am now joined by Reverend Gladwell Zabane. Bafunzi, Muruti, how are you? Good day to you.
How are you?
I'm good, Muruti. Mm. You're talking about thunder out there. Runamo, there's quietness.
Oh. Okay, yeah, no, this side it's raining. Uh-huh. But it's not too heavy. It's just raining.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's a little bit of thunder, but, yeah, not severe. So, yeah, all is well.
All is well. And we are grateful for the rain. We're still praying that it would rain and pour down in a very nice way, gentle way. That is also Absolutely. Going to help our vegetation, also increase the water levels and all. But in a nice, it shouldn't be our enemy.
Absolutely.
No. We don't want it to be our enemy. And so, Muruti, today we are talking about why couples fail to communicate. Does it start during courtship that people don't communicate when they're in courtship and then it grows into their marriage as well?
Yes, no, absolutely it does. It does because it's a question of the kind of personality that a person brings into the relationship or into the marriage.
Hmm.
So it's more about how we build our character. It's more about our experiences that we have had in the past and how we have handled and managed those experiences. All those things lead to the, you know, shaping the way that we communicate or the way that we fail to communicate. So, yes, indeed, it starts even at the stage of the relationship and then it grows into marriage.
Does it come also from how we were raised? Maybe we were not even able to talk to our own parents and to ask for things or discuss certain things, or we were shunned from even discussing. So shut up. And then now you are in a relationship and then, So where does it start? Does it also come from our upbringing?
Yes, like I said, you know, our experiences in the past do have quite a significant impact on how, you know, on shaping how we communicate, because the manner in which we were raised teaches us or causes us to learn to respond to people around us in certain ways, and to learn to handle, you know, matters in certain ways, in a particular way that might affect a person, either helping them communicate better or causing them to shut down and not be able to communicate at all. And there are various reasons, of course, as we will see as we continue, as to why people sometimes find it difficult to communicate.
But when we are sharing, and we are shelling each other. We're like, I love you, and I love Linda. When you're like, Linda, and all that, and he tells you he's going to buy you a train, and the people who are going to be in that train, and all that, and vice versa, we are communicating most. Then what happens? Or maybe our communication is limited, then we should be, we should be intentional with our conversations, with our communication.
No, we are communicating. However, that kind of communication is driven by certain, let me say, by an anticipation of certain outcomes. which are based on our how we connect emotionally.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that then gives us some kind of hope that things could actually go our way. And so I will open up for as long as I see that there's potential here that I could benefit the things that I would like to benefit from the relationship without really revealing who I really am, what my experiences are, what my limitations are, you know, my past experiences and how that has affected me. And so we communicate more as a matter of emotional connection rather than anything else, rather than getting to know each other. And at that time, you must remember, when we are sheltering, we are not thinking about building a relationship. We are thinking about getting, you know, connecting with one another and getting that emotional thrill that makes us think, you know, it will last forever and it will take care of everything. And so we are not even thinking about other things. We are not even thinking about the fact that there could be other matters that are not so easy to communicate about. So that's why it sounds as if all is well at that time of sheltering, but yet the truth is that
not all is yet revealed.
Absolutely.
And so how do we then begin to talk about like these serious conversations? When is the right time for couples to do that?
There's never a right time. It's something that should actually be done right away. That is why, if you know, ideally, it would be helpful for people to get to know each other first. In other words, when I say get to know each other, create time to communicate with one another first before they can say, yeah, now let's get into a relationship. So that, you know, you get to learn to open up to each other. Because if you first get into the relationship and then you want to open up afterwards, you're going to find that the basis on which you connected when you entered the relationship makes it difficult to now open up about other things, because it creates a fear that if I reveal certain things or if I open up on certain things, I stand to lose what I already have, which I treasure so much, because it's giving me this emotional satisfaction and fulfillment that I just don't want to let go of, and I just don't want to lose it. And so some people will then resort to say, you know what, remember, they're thinking this on their own without discussing it with the person they're in a relationship with, and then they will think, I think it is best not to reveal certain things about myself. So I will keep certain things a secret. And that's where things start to go wrong. Because right there, the moment you start to conceal certain things or not reveal or not be totally open about certain things, it creates a problem, because over time, signs will, you know, there will be telltale signs that there's something here that somehow we have not yet opened up about, and it creates all sorts of problems, trust issues, and things of that nature.
Sure. But now, if you are afraid of losing what you have, is your love genuine now? If you, or do you, so it means you don't believe this person loves me. They will love you with your flaws and everything. Because if you are afraid to then open up, then why are we doing this?
Yeah, remember, you don't really know the person that you're in a relationship with at that time. And so as a result, you really don't trust that they can be able to handle certain information if you were to reveal it to them. And so you say, you convince yourself. It's not even a question of whether or not you love them. You could love that person, but now you convince yourself that if I reveal a certain thing, they might walk away from me and take away from me that which I really treasure, that which I really love so much. And so you then decide to say, I'm not going to communicate with my partner about this. I'm not going to sit down so we can have a discussion and see how we can come to some kind of outcome on this particular matter. I will resolve it myself by choosing to remain quiet and not say anything. So now you are trying to solve this matter by yourself, and in doing that, you try to think of what the other person could be thinking. You try to anticipate their response to what you could say to them. And you don't know that for sure at that time. But the fear overcomes all voice of reason. And you end up deciding, nope, I'm not going to communicate on this one. And that becomes an issue. And we see this happening in various situations. Sometimes, you know, the question of health. Sometimes it's a question of certain past experiences, like people who have been sexually abused, and things of that nature. It extends to even...
Or who have not been chosen before. And so they never trust that anybody can choose them.
Absolutely. Mm. You know, they don't really believe...
They are lovable.
Love
Yeah.
Sure. And so they choose to try and find a way to resolve this matter by themselves without involving the other person. But then the challenge is that this is supposed to be a partnership.
Mm.
And in a partnership, we're supposed to work together and be open with each other.
Mm.
And so it creates those kind of challenges within the relationship or the marriage.
All righty then. Sure, Moruti, let's take a break and then come back to talk to our couples on what is it that we need to do to enhance our communication and start opening up. If I'm, why should I be afraid of my partner? Why should I be afraid of my spouse? Because maybe that's where even my help will come from. Maybe God will use them for that. And I think one of the questions that one would have is, should I also be communicating everything with my spouse? Aibo, Muruti. We're coming back.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Heart to Heart.
Bringing hope and truth. Radio Pulpit on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Wake up Africa, and that is Joint Bands and Not Gangs. And they are featuring Lebohang Kapula, Shana Ray, and Serrano Johnson. Vuga Africa, wake up Africa. Right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, right here on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. And at 3 o'clock, Germany Yoanels says hello to you on Something Else. And afterwards, you have Lukom Kwedi Puti on Spectrum up until 6 o'clock. And afterwards, you have Abuti Dwe Nibatung with you right here on the waves of 657 AM. Right now, I am with Reverend Gladwell Zabane, and we are talking about why couples fail to communicate. Why is it so hard to communicate? I thought that love frees us. I mean, the Bible talks about love and freedom, Moruti. La, heaven free. Why we are not receive free? Why? Is it love when I'm not free?
Look, there are different sides to this whole situation. The one side is the one that we just discussed now, you know, one's experiences and so forth and so on, the fears and all of that. But the other side is some people have tried to communicate and they were shut down by their partners. And so they find it difficult then to get through to their partners because either the partner does not have a very good understanding of communication. For some people, you know, engaging in a debate or an argument for them is communication, and in actual fact, that's not communication at all. Because when we engage in a debate or an argument, the aim is for me to win the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really to understand what the other person is trying to say. So now, some people have had those kind of experiences where they were shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And in some situations, some other people are given silent treatment. You know, and you know, you cannot refute silence. You know, when you talk to someone and they just don't respond, they just remain silent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It becomes challenging. There's no way to go around that because they're not expressing themselves, they're not opening themselves up, they're not responding to what you're saying, so they leave you guessing and trying to figure out what they could be thinking and all of that, and they seem to enjoy that. You know, they seem to get some kind of a boost from seeing wondering.
Yeah. But I think
And for some people, the inability to communicate is actually a matter of choice. It's done deliberately so, because if I know I'm dishonest and if I know my motives coming to you were wrong, I will obviously make sure that I shut down communication to a certain extent, because the aim and the idea at that time is to keep my secrets safe and intact. So I don't want certain things to come to light.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will make sure that I shut down communication as much as I possibly can. So there are different reasons for people failing to communicate in relationships and in marriage.
Okay, and now that also it becomes a hurdle, or that the couple has to beyond, because now how are we going to live without communicating, and why should I be afraid of you when I should be loving you and respecting you? And I'm also asking myself, when it comes to the matter of us not communicating and even shutting others down or making them feel, isn't it those not power struggles? And maybe these came because when I was a child, I would be shut, like I would be told not to cry or not to, you know, when parents scold a child and they're like, why are you crying? And so you shouldn't cry, you shouldn't complain. And or maybe to bring your point home with your parents, you'd sulk. And so you're sulking, you're not answering your phones, your messages, you're not talking to me, we are not talking to each other. That like really is sad. But is there a solution to it? Okay, Muru, do you want it to come in before I ask, is there a solution?
No. I was actually agreeing with what you're saying.
Is there a solution?
I was agreeing with you that, you know, it's actually control issues, that people use the lack of communication to control others, you know, to manipulate others.
Which really hurts. If the person that you love is so silent, you're trying to reach out, but they're so silent, stone cold, not even, and I never thought when we started using your WhatsApps and that people would hurt each other through these platforms as well. And the person says, he blue-tooked me, he blue, ticked. Yeah. He blue ticked or she blue ticked me. Yeah, you're not answering. You're just blue ticked me. I'll call you. Don't answer. That hurts. Yeah. That hurts. And the other person knows. So they're using it as ammunition. A family member says, when me and my husband argue, his tone, how he speaks, just don't want me to speak back. Then I just keep still for 2 or so days. Then he speaks again. Married for 21 years. And he also wants obedient, an obedient wife. But I didn't have an affair out of marriage. Ish. What do we say to that family member? So is that a better strategy to deal with this matter? To be quiet for 2 days and then speak again?
It's quite challenging. It's quite challenging because here, clearly, it's a matter of control issues. And what I see from that is that there's a possibility that the couple did not discuss the terms and conditions of their marriage life, how they're going to, you know, lead their marriage life, what is acceptable, what is not acceptable, what is helpful, what is not helpful, agree on how to behave and how to handle each other. That rightfully or ideally needs counseling for both of them to get a clearer understanding of what communication really is, number one. Number two, the significance or the importance of communication within a relationship, how we build the relationship up, because that kind of behavior clearly impedes growth within the relationship. It's a question of where the one partner continues to rise above and tower the other partner so that the other partner is silenced completely and just has to follow without questioning, without raising their own concerns, without asking, you know, for clarity where clarity is needed. And they just have to follow and go along with it. It's a sad situation. It really needed counseling. There's some serious intervention.
It needs counseling because, yeah, it needs serious intervention. Okay, then. Sure. Swangile, me and my spouse lack the nonverbal cue communication. He doesn't understand when I need to be touched or when I touch him. He sometimes becomes cold, and that really frustrates me. Okay, Maruti.
Yeah, you know, there in that situation, it's a case of dealing with expectations. Because when people get into relationships, sometimes some people will have expectations to say, if my partner really loves me, they should know what my needs are, and they should know how to respond to those needs without me having to tell them. Because now, some people in that state feel that if I have to tell my partner what to do, when to touch me, how to, you know, show affection and all of that, then they feel that it's no longer genuine because you are simply doing it because I told you about it, because I told you that I need it. So had I not told you, you wouldn't have seen the need and you wouldn't have initiated, you know, the action. But now, the challenge with this is that you must remember that we come from different experiences. Some people have been in relationships before. Some people, it's the first time in a relationship, and so on. As a result, our experiences are not the same. It's important to first sit down and decide on what to talk about. Because that is very important, because there are certain things that some of us, for instance, when we grew up, it was taboo to even mention those things. And in a relationship, and these things must happen. And you are not used to talking about these things. So it leaves both of you in a situation where you just have to try and guess and assume that perhaps this is what it is. And, you know, the outward bodily gestures can sometimes be misleading, because a person's facial expression could say to you, maybe at this time they want to be left alone. When in actual fact, they are saying, I really need you here close to me. I really need you to talk to me. I really need you to touch me, or whatever the situation might be. And so it's important to make a deliberate choice and decision to say, there are certain things that I was not able to talk about for whatever reason. I have to learn to talk about those things. And my partner and I must now learn to say these are things we must talk about so that we understand each other clearly.
So, sure. But I guess there are some people who are struggling with that also, ne? Of even knowing themselves to say what exactly to... Yeah, so when you touch them, they are not quite sure how to react because nobody showed them how it's done before.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. I have had situations and cases of... I remember the young lady that I helped. You know, she was unfortunately sexually abused and assaulted by her own biological father. And as a result, when she comes into a relationship, she looks for rough treatment. She wants someone to treat her very roughly. If you try to become gentle and loving and caring,
She doesn't understand that kind of a language.
She doesn't understand that. And so she wants you to be rough. She wants you to dominate her. And as a result, it creates problems, you know, for her in relationships because some men find it difficult to do this. Some men try to, you know, comply, and they find that it's quite challenging because, you know, it leaves you with feelings of guilt and self-blame to say, but, you know, I mistreated the other person. But now, you know, you realize that that's a situation where it needs intervention there. So that the person who is a victim to those kind of experiences may be helped to heal and to overcome those things and to understand what their relationship really is. Because for some people, the relationship means I have control over you. And so if I have control over you, I've got to be able to have access to everything about you. I've got to control the way you talk, the way you think, the way you dress, the way you move, who you are with, who you are not, who you talk to, and things of that nature. Without understanding what a relationship really is, it's a partnership. It's a partnership. And for some people, it's like I've left this parental love. And so when I come into this relationship, this is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for someone who will replace or fill that gap that was left by my the fact that I did not get parental love. And so in that way, then our connection is different because I'm looking for a partner, you are looking for a parent. It creates all sorts of complications.
All right. So how do we fix these? What should be done?
What must be done, first and foremost, is one must take a decision. A solid qualitative decision to address these matters. Because the first thing, one of the most important things is to acknowledge and to realize that you need help in those particular areas. Because the tendency for most people is when there's a challenge on my part, instead of seeing that the challenge is on my part, I then blame the other person. And it becomes a pattern that is very difficult to turn around and to reverse. As a result, you find that people will continue stubbornly blaming their partners. And so the first thing is to realize that I do have challenges. I do not know how to handle a relationship, how to manage a relationship. That is why then, when people choose to get married, we say to them, you need to get premarital counseling. That will help you to clarify for you what a relationship is, that will help you to clarify what marriage is, what love is, and then how to interact and connect with other people or with the person that you get into a relationship to and ultimately get married to. So counseling then plays a very, very, very important role in that sense. And sometimes the challenge is that people wait until it's too late, until the damage is so great that it's very difficult to reverse. And only then do they come forward for counseling. Prior to that, they feel, no, I can take care of myself. I don't really need counseling. And things keep getting worse until the damage is so much that it becomes difficult to manage.
Okay. So, Sibongile, please ask Moruti, if you always find your partner to be harsh and rude to you, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, the first thing is to make them aware of how you feel about the way they treat you. Find a way to talk to them in such a way that they'll be able to listen to you and hear what you are saying. And the best time to raise that is not when there is something, there's a disagreement between the two of you, but, you know, you choose a time where you're both relaxed and are able to listen to each other. And then you raise this matter to say, look, I'm hurt by the way that you're treating me because I feel that you are harsh on me. And if that does not help, then I truly, truly recommend that you suggest that the two of you get counseling. Because, you see, some of these situations, it's better when it is addressed by a counselor than when it is addressed by your partner. Because I normally say to couples, there are certain situations where you are not the right person to address certain matters with your partner because of the way that they think they know you, they think they know your weaknesses, and so they build up this resistance towards some of the things that you try to raise towards them. They view it as an attack, and so they feel a need to be defensive.
Yeah.
And it impedes that communication.
Yeah. So it's best if you're trying to communicate and it's not heard. Because I've also, reading this message, I was reminded of other messages where a person says, I think my partner doesn't care about my feelings. So it doesn't matter how I feel, even if I try to communicate with them, but they don't care. They still continue in their own way. So it made it reminded me of those. So when you see that kind of a pattern, then it means it's time for counseling.
Absolutely. It's time for counseling, you know. It's time for counseling so that you address these issues. And the other important thing that I point to that I want to emphasize is don't agree to get married to someone if those issues and other issues similar to that have not been addressed.
Okay.
Because some people make the mistake of thinking, no, you know, we'll work it out in marriage, or somehow marriage life will sort these things out. No, they will not.
Mm.
You're getting married with those habits, they will only grow and become worse and worse and worse.
Mm.
So never ever agree to get married until those kind of matters have been addressed.
Mm. Okay. Never ever agree to get married until those kind of things have been addressed in your marriage. Sure, time flies. Okay, what do we say in closure?
Yeah, in closure we say, you know, communication is so important. It is the main building block of relationships. Without communication, no relationship can become strong. So it's important to learn to communicate. It's important to address communication challenges and impediments. It is important to see communication as one of the key aspects of building your relationship with your partner or with your spouse in marriage and so on. And if you find that you have not really made the effort to learn how to do this effectively, it's time to seek help and to seek counseling.
Moruti, how do we get hold of you if we'd like to talk to you directly? Some of the questions we can ask them here. Who else are you here with Sibongile? But how do we,
The number to call me on is 071-148-4938. That's 071-148-4938. You can call or WhatsApp or SMS on that number. If you choose to use email, my email address is gladwellzabani@gmail.com. Otherwise, on social media, Facebook, you can just look for Gladwell Zabani.
Moruti, can we pray for our couples?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this afternoon Lord, in Jesus' name, because we trust in you, because we know that you love us and you have our best interests at heart. Father, we come to you. We seek our help from you as couples, as individuals, Father, as people in relationships. We often don't know what we are doing, and we sometimes make mistakes. Some of us have had experiences that have affected us, oh God, and are now affecting our relationships and our marriage lives. We pray for every person affected in this way. Father, we know that you are compassionate and nothing is impossible with you. We pray, Father, that you show them compassion and that you help them, you strengthen them, open doors for them to find help. Lord God, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, help every one of us, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you. Amen.
And amen. What would you make, God? Awesome to keep you. It's always awesome. We learn something new every day whenever we are with you, and we thank God for that. May he bless you and always meet you at your point of need. As you're taking care of his people, may he take care of your needs. Thank you so much, Murat.
Thank you so much.
God bless. Bye-bye. He is Gladwell Zabane on all social media platforms. On his email address, he is gladwellzabane@gmail.com. And you can also find him on his cell phone number. He's available on his cell phone number, and it's 071-148-4938. 071-148-4938.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.